Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We serve the Almighty God. Today is April the 27th, 2023, an amazing day that an amazing God has given us. He has given us life, abundant life. He has given us health and strength. He is giving us the right use of our mind. He is giving us everything that we need because he's Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider that we could call on morning, noon, and night. He is the mighty I Am, the I Am that we need. Yeah, we need him more than our very breath. We need him like the skin on our bones. We need him, oh, in every aspect of our lives. We need him. We need him. We need him. We need him. He created us, and he loves us so much. And he requested, he didn't request, he commanded, yes, he did, he commanded, yes, we don't have a choice. He said he commanded us. It's the first commandment, that we love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then he gave us a second one just like that one, love each other like we love ourselves. Now, we think that that's difficult to do. We may not be able to do it in our own, you know, within our own selves, but we can do it through the love that God gives us on a daily basis because he's loving on us. Yes, he is. You know, he loves on us on a daily basis. He don't skip a day. You know, like with us, we skip days. We say, I don't love him today. I don't love her today. I don't love them today. We don't skip a day. I mean, he doesn't skip a day. We're the one that skips the day. He loves us so much. And you know what? He need us too. You know he needed Adam and Eve in the garden. He used to fellowship with them every day. You know, we got to do the same thing. We got to sit and wait on him. We got to dwell in the secret place with him every day. That's what we got. We can't just run in and say, Lord, bless me and my family. Bye, Lord. No, no. We got to dwell there. Wait there. Depend on him. Trust in him. He's waiting on us. Yeah, you think that he's waiting on us? No. He's not going to arm wrestle you. No. He's just going to, you know, bid you come. He's going to quietly call you. He's going to quietly, you know, call you to come in the secret place. That's how he is. He's faithful. He's calling you. But sometimes we miss the call. Because we're on the cell phone getting that call. But when the call of God, it's just like an unction inside of you. You just get in your spirit. You go like, oh, that's my God pulling me towards him. That's my God. He's pulling me towards. Don't neglect the pull. into his presence. Give him thanksgiving. Give him honor and praise due to his name. Don't neglect the call. Don't neglect the pull. Accept it. Reject them other calls. You know those other calls that you get? Turn them off. Say, wait a minute. The King of Kings, my Creator's calling me right now. He's giving me an unction. I got to go. I can't talk now. Uh-uh. No, he's unctioning me to come into his presence. He says, it's not just a little talk with Jesus. It's a talk he wants to have with me. He know I be talking to him, but he sometimes tell me, shut up. I want to talk to you today. Close your lips. Zip. Put the zipper on your lip. Open up your spiritual ears so that you can hear me. That's how he is. It's a gift. When the Most High God want to be with you, he say he load you up with benefits every day. That's one of the benefits, being able to spend time with the King of Kings. You know, the king in England, they're not going to call you to spend time with him. President Biden, he's not going to call you to spend time with him. But the King of Kings, the mighty God, the creator, you know, the one in Genesis that put the sun, the moon, the stars. He created Adam, created Eve. That's the one. He's unctioning you. You're just sometimes too busy. You don't feel the unction because you're trying to eat, sleep, call your friend, get on Facebook, get on Twitter. You know, you're trying to, you know, do all these distractions. But he said, wait a minute. I want to talk to you. I want to talk with you. I'm coming today to visit you. Be available. Be available. So that's what I want to tell you. Be available. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that everybody on here and everybody in our city, state, and nation will be available for you. Those that are called by your name, those that, you know, chosen, the Holy One, the one that you chose, the one you handpicked. You said many are called, but few are chosen. The chosen ones, they're going to be available. But when you unction us to get in the secret place with you, we're going to be available. We're available to hear your voice. We're available to do what you want us to do, to be obedient to you. We're available to read your word. We're available to study your word. We're available to apply your word to our lives daily. Not some days. We're going to say, okay, well, you know, today I'm going to love God. Tomorrow, I don't know what I'm going to do, but no, every day you commanded us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. You may say once a month, once every other week. No, every day we got to apply the word. Every day. Don't skip a day. I know there are things that be pulling on you, people ringing your doorbell, knocking at your door, you know, your friends or whatever, they waiting for you, whatever it is. Say, listen, I'm so sorry. I love you so much. But the greater one on the inside of me is calling me today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. We got to praise him like we lost our mind. You know David, you know, you know what he did. He danced and praised before the Lord. So, God, he danced out of his clothes. Now, I haven't come close to that, but I'm working on it. I'm working on praising God with giving him the highest praise. So I thank God for you all today coming on. It's time, you know, to worship God. You know, have you? I know some of you look at the news. I don't look at it. People call me and say, look, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? I don't look at it on purpose because sometimes it's just overwhelming for me. I'm just like, oh, my God. It can be overwhelming. Sometimes I'm listening to the word on my phone and these, you know, alerts come. This big old alert come on my phone. And I'm like, whoa, I was kidnapped. I got to stop and pray. I don't have time, you know, to be distracted. I got to be about my Father's business. Isn't that what Jesus said? And Jesus said we to be more like him every day. So is your light shining bright? You know what? The scripture in 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Genesis 1:29, then God said, look, I have given you every seed bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. Isn't God generous? He's more than generous now. That's just the word that came to me. 3 John 1 and verse 2, dear friends, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body and as you are strong in spirit. I'm going to read that one more time. The New Living Translation, 3 John 1 and 2 says, dear friends, I hope all is well with you and that you are healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. He thought of everything. He didn't leave anything. His plan is perfect. We can't mess it up. His plan, we follow his plan. Everything is in order. So today we have Sister Mary Nichols with us from Oklahoma City. Let's see if she's singing today. Good afternoon, Sister Mary Nichols. You singing today?
Yes. I'm going to sing something that I've sung before, though.
It doesn't matter. As long as you're singing unto God, you can sing it every day. Hallelujah. Go right ahead.
There's no other name in heaven about me.
Amen, amen. Truth speaks. There's no other name in heaven to be saved. No other name other than Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Sister Mary. Awesome, 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 awesome. Kudos. Hallelujah. I just love to hear you all sing on Wednesday midweek Bible study. It does my heart good. Next, we're going all the way to Jackson, Mississippi. We have Sister Lanny McBride with us. She's a psalmist. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G, and to all the ladies and gentlemen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
love that shot is in me. Shot is in me. It show up in me. It show up in me. It show up in me. If I want the way you want me to walk, it show up in me. If I talk the way you want me to talk, it show up in me. If I give the way you want me to give, it show up in me. And if I live the way you want me to live, it show up in me. Oh, Jesus is the light that shines in me. Shining in me, Jesus, he's alive, shining in me. I call him Jesus, 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 Jesus. He can show up, yes, he will. He can show up, yes, he will. He'll rise up, oh, yes, he will.
In us, and whenever we need him, he is available for us. Thank you, Sister Lani. Woo! Kudos, kudos. Amen, amen. Well, we got Sister Mary Coleman from Jacksonville, Florida. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. How are you?
Blessed.
Amen. Are you going to sing
how
today?
Great, how great thou art.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displays, and sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I sing that God his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly he bore. He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Oh, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior, how great thou art, how great thou art. Praise God. Praise God.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Yeah. Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an amazing God we sir, thank you. He is great. Hallelujah. We don't even have human words to describe his greatness. He's so great. But I thank you, Sister Mary. Awesome. Kudos. Thank God for you. Well, you know what? I'm going to unmute all the lines, and I'm going to give the first three, you know, numbers or so in your phone, and you can state your name and tell us where you're from. 918-378. State your name and tell where you're from.
Mary Nichols from Oklahoma City.
All right. 352-255. I'm sorry, I could not understand you.
Carla Fields, Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Thank you, Carla. 352-255. State your name and where you're from.
Good afternoon. My name is Julia Walker. I'm from Leesburg, Florida.
All right. Thank you, Sister Julia. All right. 366-775. State your name and where you're from.
Mary Coleman, Jacksonville, Florida.
Amen. All right. Let's see where I am right here. 870-208-841. Did I call your number yet? Is that you, Sister Irma? All right. She may have her phone on mute. Okay, 301-641. State your name and number.
My name is Colin Cooper, and my number, you mean my telephone number, 301-641-1210?
No, where you from? Where you from? I'm sorry.
Oklahoma City.
Okay, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Thank you so much.
Okay,
601-260, state your name and tell where you're from.
Lanny McBride, Jackson, Mississippi.
Thank you. 904-947. State your name and tell where you're from.
Oh, 947-5619. That's Carla Field, Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you, Carla.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
All right. I have phone numbers. I see phone numbers on my computer that I'm on, so I don't have names to go with them. So I thank you all so much for stating your name and where you're from. I appreciate you. We thank God for each of
you,
Father. We just thank you for everyone who's on today. We thank you for those who are listening, those who will be able to participate. We thank you for everything that you've done, things you're about to do in the earth realm. We appreciate you, Father, and we thank you for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. You know, God is so good to us. I mean, he's really good to us. Even when we mess up, I mean, we mess up all the time. I make mistakes every day. I don't even know. The Bible says who can know their errors. We don't know all of our errors. He gives us grace and mercy. When we mess up with our diet, when we mess up with our children, we mess up, you know, in our job, he gives us grace and mercy. We must learn what God wants us to eat to stay healthy. There are principles of nutrition. Genesis 1:29 says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree, which is in the fruit. Every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be food. We are honored and blessed to have as a part of our family Sister Mary Nichols, whom you heard sing that beautiful song from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. She's a certified holistic coach. So let's listen attentively. I'm going to probably mute you while she's speaking, but listen attentively to her message. And, you know, she has a wealth of knowledge and on what we should include in our diets and what we should delete from our diet. So good afternoon again, Sister Mary. We are all ears. Thank you so much for coming on this month again to speak, to teach us what we should eat and what we should not eat.
Thank you so much, Sister G, for allowing me to do this, because each time I go back and do research and listen to things and try to keep learning. And since we're going to be talking about the brain today, the ability to keep learning is very important to brain health. And I just am learning things. And I came across so much information, Sister G, that I'm going to try to keep it close so that you might invite me back another time, finish up the break. The Lord has made our bodies so absolutely amazing how things are connected. And so I've learned some things, and I just am excited to share them, but I don't want to try to share them all today. And you all might help me, because I wanted to find out what the Bible said about the brain. And I surely missed something, because I never did find anything that said anything about the brain. But in Philippians 4:8, one that we need to hear often. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these. If someone knows a scripture, the brain is mentioned, let me know. Good morning. I'd appreciate
it. Well, I found one, Sister Mary.
All right. Help me.
Sister Mary, I looked it up. It says 26 scriptures on the brain. I'm going to read a couple of them.
Okay.
It says 1 Peter 4:7. The end of things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. The next one says, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. This is in the ESV Bible. Or do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. So I'll send it to you later.
Oh, okay. And I did find in the Open Bible that they listed
80 verses about the brain, except I noticed that all of the scriptures, beautiful, powerful, uplifting, all of that, but they didn't say the brain. So I'm thinking that our brains are connected to, obviously, our thinking. And like in Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Colossians 3, verse 2, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Psalms 119, verses 1, well, this says verses 1 through 176. Blessed are those blameless whose work in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Matthew 16, verses 15 through 18, he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Thank you, Lord, for your word that teaches us, heals us, guides us, blesses us, and saves us by the power of your precious blood. Lead me as we marvel and appreciate how wonderfully made is Jesus. I kind of wondered, all of the scriptures that talk about the mind and thinking and the heart and our ways and all that, I wonder why the brain itself is not mentioned. And I decided, and I may be wrong, but I decided that it was because when men uses their brain, they think they are so smart. They are so much smarter than anybody else. And they come up with the idea that they know better than God. That's why we have a lot of really crazy things happening in the world and in society. And it's because men are using their brain, but not using what God has given them as a way of salvation. So, the various scripture verses, the beginning of my talk, were from the Word. When I searched scripture, I found these scriptures and many, many more that equated the brain with words like heart, mind, knowledge, wisdom, thought, but none mentioned the brain. And I think it might be for that reason. Sister G and the other sisters and brothers on the line, when we are able to ask questions, I want you to tell me, to me, my answer, what else could be a part of the brain? And there is no brain that the Lord has not made. Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Psalm 94:11. The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are but a breath. What is the human brain? There's a lot of information about the brain that doctors and scientists still don't completely understand. However, they're learning more each day that a lot of it is interpretation of what they are learning. There are still a lot of interesting things to be learned about that part of us that does the most work. Just like the rest of our bodies, the brain needs a healthy diet and the right amount of sleep to perform its best. And that little statement was from Healthline. Here are a few fun facts about the brain. Signs of successful brain surgery go as far back as the Stone Age. Number two, an adult brain weighs about 3 pounds. Number three, about 75% of the brain is made up of water. This means that dehydration, even in small amounts, a negative effect on the brain function. Number four, the human brain will grow 3 times its size in the first year of life. It continues to grow until you are about 18 years old. Number five, the brain of a human approximately 100 neurons. Those are those connections. Number six, it is a myth that humans only use 10% of our brain, because we actually use more of it. It's our thinking during the day, our movement, our learning, and all of that. But even while we are asleep, the brain is being used. Number seven, cholesterol is key to learning and memory. However, high cholesterol, and mind you, this is coming from Healthline, kind of a more medical arena, has different effects depending on your age and other factors. Your brain is the most important organ in your body. It keeps your heart beating, lungs breathing, and all the systems of your body functioning. That's why brain working in optimum condition with a healthy diet. Some foods have negative effects on the brain, impacting your memory, your mood, and increasing your risk of dementia. Food has that ability. Estimates predict that dementia will affect more than 65 million people worldwide by 2030. Luckily, you can help reduce your risk of the disease by cutting certain foods out of your diet. I have been told, and I have heard it said, that there actually were not real clinical diagnosis of things like dementia and Alzheimer's until the medical community, big brains, thought that cholesterol, which makes up 75%, that was harming our health to have cholesterol in our body. And that it also, at that time, and I think this was probably like maybe in the late 50s when this idea was floated, that cholesterol was bad, fat in your diet is bad, and it was also an effort of the food industry to get people away from butter and lard and get them hooked on Crisco and margarine, which are not natural ingredients, not natural as what, as far as real fat. So keep that in mind when you hear the food industry saying that everybody needs to get rid of something that people have been using for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and only use that as opposed to good old things like the butter and the lard. Just keep that in mind. Luckily, you can help reduce your risk of the disease by cutting certain foods out of your diet. And I've been talking about the good food, bad food list now for almost a year and a half. Here's a list that came from Healthline about some things that you might eliminate from your diet because they're not good for you. Number one, sugary drinks, sugary food, and just plain sugar. An excessive intake of sugary drinks increases the odds of developing type 2 diabetes, which has been shown to increase the risk of Alzheimer's disease. In addition, higher sugar levels in the blood can increase the risk of dementia, even in people without diabetes. A primary component of many sugary drinks is something called high fructose corn syrup, which uses corn syrup as a base, and with the manipulation of some molecules, it's sweeter than real sugar, and it's cheaper than real sugar. That's why they use it in drinks, in baked goods. They put sugar in practically everything. I tell about the box of salt, the famous box of salt, and I read the label, and it said that it contained sugar. And it's like, why? Because sugar is addictive, and it makes lots and lots of money for the food industry, and then when we get sick, it makes much more money for the medical industry. Sorry to tell you that. Sugary drinks may increase the risk of dementia. High fructose corn syrup may be especially harmful for brain inflammation and impairing memory and learning. Further studies in humans are needed. So we just have to keep working on those things that we need to eliminate. Here's another thing to eliminate. Eating a high number carbohydrates or carbs with high glycemic index and also glycemic load. These two things might impair memory. Everything, all fruit, vegetables, meat, everything has either a glycemic index where they have listed how many calories and how many, how high. It changes your blood sugar level when you eat it. And you know, some things you eat, like candy, is going to hike that glycemic index really high. But everything has supposedly been included on this glycemic index, that we can use that as a tool before we eat some things to decide whether or not, is this going to spike my blood sugar up unnecessarily? And
Sister G.
I'm on the radio, yeah. Shelly. I put you on with us if you want to listen. All right. Go ahead, Sister Mary. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. And then we also need to take care that we look at those refined carbs, things like the grain. And I constantly say, and probably you all got the little ditty about, don't eat flour, wheat, oats, rye, and barley, and now buckwheat, because they have either gluten in it or gliadin in it. And both of those things, gluten and gliadin, are not good for our health. Number three to avoid on this list is high fat oil. Trans fats, saturated fats, they can have a detrimental effect on our brain health. While trans fats occur naturally in animal products like meat and dairy, these are not made certain. It is industrially produced trans fats that are also known as hydrogenated vegetable oil. That is what the problem is. Another aspartame is made of something called phenylalanine, methanol, and aspartic acid. They taste sweet without adding a lot of calories to what we eat or drink. But this phenylalanine crossed the blood-brain barrier and might disrupt the production of neurotransmitters, that communication between the cells of our brain, so that they may not function properly. Additionally, aspartame is a chemical stressor and may increase the brain's vulnerability to oxidative stress. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener found in so many soft drinks and sugar-free products. It has been linked to behavioral and cognitive problems, though overall, it is still considered a safe product. My mother, Dora, passed away in 1998, and she was a aspartame. There were different kinds of artificial sweeteners on the market back then, and she wouldn't eat anything that had real sugar in it if she could avoid that. But I understand now that, and later in her life she said that she thought the aspartame was ending her life, killing her. And I now believe that that is right. Another thing that they're suggesting should be avoided or eliminated is alcohol. And it says, while moderate alcohol intake can have positive health effects, I want them to name that, and excessive consumption can lead to memory loss, behavioral changes, and sleep disruption. Particularly high-risk groups, which include teenagers, young adults, and pregnant women, alcohol consumption does make changes in the health and also can lead to memory loss, behavioral changes, sleep disruption. These are some of the bad things, things to avoid that affect your overall health and are pointed at your brain health. If you have not heard my little constant speech about no, you know, eliminate all of the sugar, eliminate the oils in a bottle because it puts oxygen in the bottle, turns the oil rancid, and at when you eat it as a salad dressing or you cook with it, it does things in your bloodstream. It causes inflammation, and also if you cook oil at a high heat, then that causes acrylamide, which does lead to certain kinds of cancer. So avoiding cooking oil is important to your health and to avoid these things that I've been on the bandwagon with for a long time. Now, I've given you the bad list of things that affect your brain. How about a good list? And I just have a few short minutes to do that. When people talk about brain foods, fatty fish is often at the top of the list. This type of fish includes salmon, trout, herring, and sardines, as all of these are rich sources of omega-3 fatty acids. We need to increase the omega-3 fatty acids and lower the omega-6 oil. Now, next time I talk, I'd like to describe more about the omega-6 and its effect on the body, but also to give you more information about the omega-3 fatty acids. And remember, 60% to 75% of your brain itself is made up of fat, and half of that fat is comprised of these omega-3 fatty acids. Your brain uses omega-3s to build brain and nerve cells, and these fats are essential for learning and memory. Now, number two, coffee. I love coffee. And my husband has watched me like a hawk. he takes really good care of me. But I probably would coffee than is necessary. Coffee does have two main components that actually studies have shown to help our brain function and our longevity in brain use, caffeine, an antioxidant, because we are trying to get all the antioxidants into our body and all of the free radicals in our system to go away. So coffee with caffeine and antioxidants help to support brain health. The caffeine is found in a number, been found as a number of positive effects on the brain, including increased alertness. It somehow blocks the sleepy feeling, and that's why people drink coffee. It improves the mood. Caffeine may also boost some of your feel-good neurotransmitters, such as dopamine. It sharpens your concentration. And I know a lot of people don't like the taste of coffee, but I'm telling you, it does help with brain function. Drinking coffee over a long term is also linked to a reduced risk of neurological diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. The largest risk reduction has been in adults who consume 3 to 4 cups of coffee daily. Coffee can help boost alertness and mood. It may offer protection against Alzheimer's content of caffeine and antioxidants. Boy, I sound like I need some coffee so I can pronounce all of these words. Blueberries. Blueberries provide numerous health benefits, including some that are specifically for your brain. I'm going to skip down here. Some of the antioxidants in blueberries have been found to accumulate in the brain and help improve communication between the brain cells. God is so good. Blueberries are packed with antioxidants that may delay brain aging and improve memory. Turmeric, and I know many of you use turmeric, that turmeric benefits memory with the curcumin and improve even the memory of people who are suffering from Alzheimer's. Turmeric also eases depression. It boosts the serotonin and the dopamine, both of which improve mood. Also, turmeric helps new brain cells grow. Turmeric compounds, curcumin, have strong anti-inflammatory and antioxidant benefits, which help the brain. In research, it has reduced symptoms of depression and Alzheimer's. Number 5, broccoli is packed with powerful plant compounds, including antioxidants. It also has is very high in vitamin K, delivering more than 100% of the recommended daily intake in just a single cup of cooked broccoli. Try not to cook it to death so that it kills the vitamin K. This fat-soluble vitamin, essential for forming, and here's another one of those words, phenolipid, a type of fat that's densely packed into the brain cell. Beyond Vitamin K, broccoli contains a number of compounds that give it anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, which may help protect the brain against damage. Number six, pumpkin seeds contain powerful antioxidants that protect the body and the brain from free radical damage. They're also an excellent source of magnesium, iron, zinc, and copper. Those are used in protecting the brain. The zinc deficiencies that we have are linked to neurological conditions, including the Alzheimer's disease, depression, and Parkinson's. Magnesium. Low magnesium levels are linked to many neurological diseases, including migraine, depression, and epilepsy. Copper. You need copper. That helps with your heart and your hair that turns white when you're really young. Your brain uses that copper, and it is a nutrient that controls nerve signals. And when copper levels are out of whack, there's a higher risk of neurodegenerative disorders such as the Alzheimer's. And iron deficiency is often characterized by brain fog and impaired brain function. So pumpkin seeds are rich in micronutrients that help the brain. Number seven, dark chocolate, which is easy to love, and cocoa powder are packed with a few brain-boosting compounds, including flavonoid, caffeine, and antioxidants. Now, the dark chocolate that's good for us to eat if we want to boost our brain power is 70% cocoa or cocoa powder and not the chocolate that has a lot of milk added to it, especially that has sugar. 75% cocoa in our chocolate gives us those good flavonoids, which is offset by sugar when we eat cocoa with a lot of sugar. The flavonoids in chocolate gather in the areas of the brain that deal with learning and memory. Researchers believe that these compounds may enhance memory and also help slow down age-related mental decline. So chocolate is also a legitimate mood. So chocolate, 70% and over, that's good for us. The dark chocolate. Study found that women who ate nuts regularly over the course of several years had a sharper memory compared to those who did not eat nuts. Once again, nuts have healthy fats, antioxidants, vitamin E, and these are important things to brain health. Vitamin E protects against free radical damage and to help slow mental decline. Number nine, oranges with the vitamin C. You can get almost all of the vitamin C you need in a day by eating one medium orange. Vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant that helps fight off the free radicals that can damage brain cells. Number 10, egg. Eat egg. Eat eggs. Eat eggs. The doctor that I've worked with, and as well as the naturopath, tell us about eating eggs. Dr. Wallet has gone into nursing homes and insisted that the nursing home feed the patients, especially those who have dementia, Alzheimer's, and are in mental decline, to feed them eggs, because egg has the cholesterol in it. Remember, our brain is made up of cholesterol and an ingredient called choline. It's an important micronutrient that your body uses to create acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter that helps regulate mood and memory. Two older studies found that higher intakes of choline were linked to better memory and mental function. Eating eggs is an easy way to get choline that we do need. Doc Wallach is 86, or he will be in July, and he eats 6 eggs a day. And don't you know? Okay. I'm just telling. Eat eggs. And that, what I was going to say was, don't you know that the one thing that we probably need as senior citizens to eat more of, the eggs? The price is astronomical for eggs. But it's a choice that I'm making, to eat eggs. Green tea, drinking green tea, along with choosing to drink coffee, increases brain function and helps to protect the brain. Many foods can help keep our brain healthy, but there are some foods that will actually impair our brain. You want to suggest that you increase your egg, increase exercise, play all kinds of games to keep your mind young. I know some of my classmates, ladies, have a senior citizen line dance group that they have to know all of those little steps and keep up. It keeps the exercise, and eliminate the bad food and eat the good food. So that's what I have for brain health.
Thank you, Sister Mary. We appreciate you. I'm going to unmute the line, so if anybody has any questions. I do have a question. Should we eat the turmeric root? Or what form of turmeric is good?
Okay. Yes, you can eat the turmeric, and I've seen some recipes where you blend the turmeric root, ginger roots, and lemons and all of that to make a drink. But one way of making sure you know how much turmeric you are getting is to supplement with turmeric or curcumin.
Curcumin, yeah. Spell it.
I have to find this.
That's okay. I'll look it up. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Okay, we're going to stop now. So if there are any questions, state your name, and I'll call your name, and then you can ask a question. I'm so grateful for Sister Mary coming on once a month to be with us and to tell us you know, what's in the market. You know, used to be you could eat certain things, but now they're putting so much into the food, we can't have a lot of different things. And there's still a lot that we can have. So I'm going to ask that you be brief and Sister Mary be brief when she asks,
yes.
answers your question. So we're going to, you state your name, and then I'll call your name. First person, any questions? State your name.
Sister Lady.
Hi,
all right,
Sister
go
Lady.
Ahead, Sister Lady.
I wanted to ask you, the pumpkin seed, that's like any of, is there a food they go with, or that's just seed like you're eating nuts?
Yes.
What do you do with pumpkin seed? What do you do with it?
It's a nut, yes. So you can
it's
just
a nut. Okay.
Eat them. I know people kind of roast them or toast them and eat them with salt, or you can put different things on it, like chocolate powder that has nothing in it but the cocoa. I would add stevia to it to make them nice and sweet. But yeah,
and that's a lot of fish sweetener right. in it.
Yes.
What did you say you
okay,
add
so
to it?
Stevia.
I'm not,
pure
okay.
stevia.
So I'm going to come behind Sister Mary. I would recommend that you eat just the raw pumpkin seeds with no salt, no nothing on them. They are really, really good. They're crunchy and nutty. I usually eat pumpkin seeds. I eat pecans, walnuts, you know, different seeds, but I don't put anything on it. I just eat a handful of nuts, just a little bit of nuts every day. Sometimes your body may call for protein. Instead of eating all that meat, you can eat a handful of nuts, and that will satisfy you. Sometimes, like today, I ate like a little bit of maybe a handful of blueberries and then a handful of nuts. So you can eat them just like God made them, without anything on them. They're delicious, trust me. And you can eat them the way Sister Mary, you know, recommended as well. But for me, it's just easier to get... I keep them in the freezer. Just pull them out the freezer and eat them. They don't even freeze. All right, next person. Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you, Sister Lanny. Next person, state your name. Question.
Sister Irma.
Hi, Sister Irma.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to find out how you said about the eggs. How do you cook the eggs? Do you boil them or on the side of them?
One of the things about cooking eggs is that you cook them so that the yolk is still runny. And I know sometimes you have to get used to eating those eggs with the yolk runny. I don't like the white being runny. But you have the good cholesterol and the choline in the egg yolk. So if you boil them, so that the white is cooked, but the inside of it is still the yolk as God made it.
Okay. Sister Mary, can I ask you a question? Are you recommending organic eggs? Because, you know, some of those eggs, the chicken, so you're recommending organic eggs or just any eggs?
Well, of course, organic eggs are supposed to be the best. But even regular eggs, if they claim to be free range where the chickens run free and are not just sitting in a cage for all of their lives, those are the kind of eggs that are okay to eat. If you can't get organic, free range.
Okay, organic or free range. Okay, next question. Next person, state your name.
Mary Coleman.
Hi, Mary.
Okay, go ahead, Sister Mary.
My question is turmeric and coumarin the same or is it different? Or is it different? Is it two different products?
No.
For what?
No. It's the same. I think the dried
the powdered turmeric is called curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Something close to that. But it's the same that you need to get, I think I saw 425 milligrams of the turmeric
mm-hmm.
in a day, because sprinkling a little turmeric on your food is not enough. 425 okay. milligrams of it, to be sure. So that's why I get it in a pill, a capsule.
Okay.
Will help.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Next person, state your name, please. Okay, anybody else? Last call, we're going to be praying now. It's time for prayer.
Yes, ma'am. This is Sister Lane again. I wanted to ask, what kind of nuts do you recommend?
All nuts. I don't have any that I would call on the no list. Just this week, we've had pine nuts, pecans, walnuts, almond. We had pumpkin seeds last week. You know, we buy them at natural grocers because they keep their nuts in the refrigerator, as opposed to some of the other stores where they're just sitting out and people dip the ladle in to get them out. But anyway, I get mine at natural grocers.
Is there a name brand for your dark chocolates? Do you have a name brand, any particular name brand that you like?
No, at a health food store where you can read the label and it'll tell you what percent of cocoa powder is in that chocolate bar or the chocolate. Because
yes,
if it has a lot of sugar in it, it negates the good stuff in the chocolate.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Okay. Sister Mary, I want to ask you a question. Now, from everything that I've said, peanuts are not healthy for you. They say that peanuts is not a nut. It's something for animals. Not up for human consumption.
Right. Peanut butter and peanut, they are kind of from the legume family, which would be beans, except these are beans that are growing up under the ground. And they get aflatoxin, which is it's a fungus that gets on the peanut.
Right.
So,
right.
No peanut butter or peanuts. Thank you.
But you can replace the peanut butter with almond butter. Now,
yes.
Years ago, I had a lot of problems with my gallbladder. And I was talking to my doctor. He said, well, what are you eating? Now, he's a special kind of doctor. He's a chiropractic
mm-hmm.
doctor. So he asked me what I was eating because, my knees and my gallbladder was bothering me, my knees. I couldn't hardly walk. And he said, what are you eating? And I told him, when I got to the peanut butter, he said, get rid of it. As soon as I
mm-hmm.
got the peanut butter out of my diet, peanut stopped the problem. Many people
Amen.
Have their gallbladder out because they don't know that the peanuts are not really nuts and they're not good for human consumption. So peanuts,
right.
But almond butter is much better for you. And almonds
mm-hmm.
are really good for you. But when I eat nuts, I'm a very young woman now. You know, I'm 75 years young. I do not put no salt on them because I don't want high blood pressure. I don't eat nuts with salt and sugar. I don't want high blood pressure. I don't have it, and I don't want it.
Yep.
So, you know, I watch. Because, you know, I mean, I do put a little salt in my food, but usually I use like sea salt. I may use a little salt. But how can we get, what is that in that salt that they say we need, Sister Mary? It's something in the regular salt. What is it?
Well, they have told us that, I've forgotten what it is.
Iodine.
But let me tell you, Himalayan salt, the pink Himalayan salt, actually is supposed to help high blood pressure, and that the medical community is finally catching up to what the farmers have been telling us for hundreds of years, that when you have a cow that is having some digestion problems, you put out a salt lick, which says the cows can eat the salt, the humans can eat the salt. Salt your food, be reasonable with it. Salt to taste, but it is not true. I don't care what dudes are telling you. I don't know why they have this thing against salt. But you can, even with high blood pressure, eat salt. I eat a lot of salt. And I finally went to a doctor. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I have been eating loads of salt. I don't eat the sugar, but loads of salt. And so she says, your blood pressure is just perfect. So Himalayan pink salt is supposed to be good for your blood pressure.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I've tried the Himalayan salt, but, I mean, it's so salty, I can only use just a pinch or less of it. I mean, it's packed with salt. It's really good for you. But it's real potent. It's very potent.
If you have a salt grinder, then you can control how much salt. You know, the little rock, which I like. Yes, they are extremely potent. But that also tells me that eating a little salt for the taste, you don't have to eat as much of it if it's, you know, ground fine.
You're right. All right. All right. We're going to take one more question, and then we're going to pray. We got to pray, y'all. We got to pray.
Oh,
you know, the children need prayer. Senior citizens need prayer. We need prayer. Come on, y'all. One more question.
I have a question, Mary Coleman.
Yes.
I want to know, because I went to visit my daughter one day, and she had bought these she said, fresh eggs, like, from the farm. I guess they're, like, from chickens that run free.
Mm-hmm.
But she said they said you don't put them in the refrigerator. You just leave them sitting out. I say, what? I'd never heard of that before. You just leave them out? You never refrigerate them?
I don't know. I guess I thought it was kind of a choice. And it is probably cultural that we put our eggs in the refrigerator. Because the farmers, they didn't put their eggs in the refrigerator. Because some of them didn't have refrigerators. But anyway, it's not necessary to put the eggs in the refrigerator. But you can do it either way.
Oh, okay.
I know when we were growing up, we had chickens. When we were growing up, we had chickens in our backyard. And we didn't put them in the refrigerator. We just put them somewhere. We didn't even have a refrigerator. One time we had an ice box, but, you know, you bring the eggs in. You know, they stayed under the chicken, and they stay out in the coop sometime. They weren't refrigerated. You bring them in and cook them right there. So.
That's right.
So, you know, we're
trying
to keep everything. I know it, but, you know. All right, ladies, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. So I'm going to ask Sister Mary, if you will cover this whole group right here, our toddlers, Floyd, Zoe, Revere, Devin. Pray for their parents, also for the youth, young adults, and the senior citizens. Then after you pray, I'm going to ask Sister Lainey to come back in and pray for us. And then we're going to be getting off. I'm going to ask somebody, Sister Mary, if you want to close us out. But I'll come back in after Sister Mary Coleman. Pray for our toddlers, youth and young adults, and senior citizens, okay? Sister Mary Coleman, you there?
Oh, I'm sorry, I still had it on mute. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence today. We come, Heavenly Father, because you said in your word that you were our creator God in 100 books of Psalms, and we belong to you. So we come to you as children, Heavenly Father. Father, we are asking you right now in the matchless name of Lord Jesus to bless, Heavenly Father, the seniors, the toddlers, all families all over the world, Heavenly Father. The devil is flexing his muscles. He knows he don't have much time, and he's targeting our families and our children, toddlers. Asking you, Heavenly Father, to keep them safe. Protect them, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Supply all their needs according to your riches in heaven through Christ Jesus. In the name of Lord Jesus, Father, we present these prayers to you. I'm asking you to bless the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth to be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. I'm going to ask Sister Lanny if she would pray against kidnapping, violence, suicide for our youth.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful. We're just reflecting on your goodness and thinking on your mercies and your grace. And we know that you have given us provision that we can come to you boldly to the throne of grace, where we'll find mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. Right now, a special need is for our children to avoid a situation that would take them to being kidnapped, being abused in any kind of way, being involved in gangs and activities, being involved in things that maybe some things they put themselves in harm's way and didn't understand for lack of knowledge, and they allowed themselves to be in a situation. God, we pray for mercy and grace. Hold back the darkness, and you will protect them, Father, and even deliver them, those who have been involved in the outline that Sister G gave concerning our young people being in abusive situations. We pray, God, for their deliverance and their healing, and even while you're processing that, God, our Holy Spirit and angels assisting will help them in ministry, them to be reminded again of what they may have learned or what they are being taught, even in a dark place, Father. Hallelujah, that you take them to a place where they can be like you. You can make them like you. You can make them like you. Your goal is that we have the heart of Christ, that we understand who we are in him, that he's done a perfect work at Calvary when he said it is finished. Even before we were abused, even before we got here, the wealth of Psalms 139 that tells us before we went our mother's womb, you knew us. And these young people, you have a plan, you have a purpose for them, God, and you have a purpose for us. So we thank you for your grace and your mercy that gives us, you said, for you have given us a means of escape through the power of your word, through the power of our confession, through the confession of our lips. And we give our hearts to you. And we lift these children up to you, God, that they will decide to give you that seat that's in their heart so that they will have hope that maketh not ashamed, that they will know that there's a future for them in the earth and then in glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will send comfort where needed, as well as deliverance and healing. to bring them to a place of wholeness, to bring them to before your throne, that they will humble themselves and give their lives to you. We, God, pray for the abusers that tried, that have sought out them to harm them. We pray, God, that they will repent, and then they will be exposed, and they will repent, and whatever needs to be done to keep them from abusing father children, God, we pray that you are active in that area, that forces, agencies and people, places and things that's dedicated to protecting children will find their way to those people and do what they can to help them be set free and be delivered, whatever needs to be done in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you have perfected a means of escape, and that's what we're celebrating, God, that there is a means of escape for the children who've been set in these abusive situations. Thank you for being a deliverer, a healer, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, before you close off, Sister Mary Nichols, I want to say this. The Lord is wanting me to pray for someone on here who's having a lot of problems sleeping, even breathing problems. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for sound sleep. You said you give your servants sound, sweet sleep. So allow them to sleep, sound, restful, peaceful sleep in the name of Jesus. Everything the enemy meant for their harm, turned around for their good. Any kind of breathing problems, Lord God, remove in the name of Jesus. We agree with your plan for our sleep, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remove any indigestion. Any indigestion they have, the food, you know, just in the chest, keeping them from sleeping, oh God. We just call it up and out right now. We say go. No more sleeplessness. No more indigestion. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I wanted to say this is one of the things that I learned over the years. I went to iridologists and holistic nutritionists, and this is what they told me, that when I have a bowel movement, if it's not floating on the water, I'm eating the wrong food. So it's like, boom, down in the toilet, wrong food, too heavy food, so we got to eat more, you know, more live food. But we'll talk about that very soon. So I'm going to ask Sister Mary if you could close this out. But anybody have any questions, you could call me or Sister Mary either one. And we got to go now. Sister Mary, can you close this out? Thank you so much, Sister Mary. We appreciate you so much.
Just thanking you, Lord. Oh, you are just so wonderful. And thank you for making our body so intricate and amazing, and that we are awed by it all of the time. In this day and age, Lord, you know what's going on with our food and our water and everything else. So we just rely on you, Lord. You told the children of Israel that you would protect their food and their water, and that none of women would be barren. So, Lord, help us to bear fruit for you in the name of Jesus. Save our youth and children and adults at this time, Lord, please. There's so much going on, but we rely on you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Be with the caller and with Sister G as we part one from another. Be who you want us to be, doing your will and behaving in the way that pleases you, knowing that we can't do that on our own. We just do it being covered by the blood, and we just thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love you all so much. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week. Don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Love y'all. Bye.